Hi, welcome. This is my grandpa here. And yeah, so this is Markenna Gappert here with an exclusive interview about Israeli / Palestinian conflict. Do you have three facts that you can give us?
About the conflict?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it goes back to 1949 when Israel was declared a state by the United Nations, and Pakistan, as other Arab nations, didn't agree with that analysis, and there's always been fighting on the, what they call the peninsula, between the borders of Pakistan and Israel, especially regarding the capital of Jerusalem.
Okay.
I mean, not Palestine, not Pakistan.
Okay. So, I'm honored to introduce my grandfather. He is one of the greatest people I know, and I'm very proud to be discussing this project here with him today. Okay. So, the first question is, what was the most challenging aspect of living through the Israeli / Palestinian conflict?
Well, I guess it's frustration over my lifetime, going back to even President Nixon and Jimmy Carter and presidents thereafter trying to have a peace agreement. It seems like there's been many attempts, but no solution and just failure on government's part of trying to put together a peace agreement.
Okay. So, and then where did you live at the time?
San Diego, California.
Okay.
Most of that, almost that whole entire time that I'm talking about.
Oh, really? Okay. So, what was your most vivid memory during this time?
Well, I guess there's been several there. I believe there was a, can't quite, might have been 1967 or thereafter, there was the war that was only, I believe, 100 hours. It was a very short war, and a 7-day war that Israel, you know, came out the winner on that. But I think the biggest influence is just what's happened in the last several weeks, and that's moving the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which has been promised for the last 30 years, but our sitting president at this time has fulfilled that by moving our embassy to Jerusalem.
Okay. And then how did this impact you?
The impact would, I guess, just overall hoping for security in the Mideast.
Okay.
That's something that we all want, is peace everywhere.
Okay. So, thank you so much for being here. Today we talked about his biggest challenges, fondest memories, and how this impacted him. Thank you to my amazing papa for helping out with this project.